Welcome to Giants.com. I'm Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino and, of course, John Schmalk. It's time for our Giants wrap-up report. Unfortunately, gentlemen, 9-7 did not do it, so the Giants season is over. And we're going to kind of look back and see what took place this season. Paul, let's start with you in regard to Eli Manning. When you look at the teams that have made it to the playoffs, they've made it to the playoffs with exceptional quarterback play. We know that Eli is elite, but not the vintage season for Eli Manning this year.
No, it took a step back, had five sub-200-yard games, and that's really unacceptable, especially for a guy who is of his caliber. He also had five games this year where he threw at least one, actually two interceptions, multiple interception games. And, you know, Eli Manning's better than that, especially at this stage of his career. And that's something the Giants are going to have to work on in terms of getting him back on track during the offseason.
Now, in Eli's defense, John, his wide receiving core, not as healthy as they've been in the past, specifically his number one wide receiver in Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah, and when you look at their issues through the air, I think it really comes down to that Hakeem Nicks knee injury that hampered him the entire season. He spoke to the media after the season was over, said that should have been a 6 to 8 week injury. He sat out 2 weeks, tried to play through it. Give him credit for being tough, but it hurt Eli Manning and the receiving core because teams double-teamed Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks could not beat his guy one-on-one, and the Giants' offense simply was not as productive as it has been in the past. Paul, Eli Manning had a completion percentage under 60%, his lowest since 2007. Yeah. Quarterbacks nowadays all have completion percentages in the mid-60s. So clearly a step back for Eli, but a lot of it did have to do with the wide receivers with that Nicks injury, and Cruz, who now has to get better and learn how to succeed despite the double teams, did not give him a whole lot of help.
Also, keep in mind, gentlemen, the loss of Mario Manningham and his ability to kind of stretch the field, you saw defenses play very shallow this year, and I think that hurt them as well. But, Paul, let's talk about the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And again, that's another division, another core, another area that suffered some injuries, one to Sean Locklear, who actually had an exceptional season at the start. Chris Snead dealt with a hip injury as well. So
sure.
Talk about the offensive line and the protection or lack of running game as well that they were able to establish.
You know, it's funny because people will point to Eli being sacked only 19 times this year and the Giants giving up 20 sacks overall, which was the fewest in the National Football League. The problem is, folks, there were too many pressures and too many quarterback hits. And those are stats you don't see. NFL.com doesn't keep those, okay? They just keep sacks because those are not subjective. And so as a result, folks think, oh, Giants offensive line was okay. It wasn't. Eli's mechanics were really badly messed up because he was trying to force the issue a lot, and he was throwing off the wrong foot, throwing flat-footed. It was really not very pretty, and that's what really led to a lot of his problems. The other thing is, look at the power running game. Where was it? Okay, how many times this year, you know, you talk about the Giants averaging, what, 115, 116 yards a game on the ground? You know what, folks? They had less than 85 yards five times this year. Not acceptable.
Well, let's talk about the running game. Ahmad Bradshaw, again, injuries. I feel that's a common theme here, unfortunately. And it wasn't just a toe or a foot. It was a number of things. It was a shoulder. It was a back. It was a knee. On top of that, rookie David Wilson. We saw glimpses of a brilliance, exciting, what he could bring to this Giants offense and what's to come. But as a whole, even though Ahmad Bradshaw rushed for over 1,000 yards, John, still not the best performance in regards to the backfield this season for the Giants.
No, it was an improvement over last year when they were the worst running team in football throughout the regular season. So better than last year, they're in the middle of the league in terms of numbers. But when you take a look at the production over the course of these games, as Paul mentioned, it was inconsistent at best. And a lot of these yards were coming in fourth quarters in garbage time when the Giants were down big. But quite frankly, the ineffectiveness of the running game had some to do with the predicaments the Giants put themselves in, going down early. They were slow starters this year. And when you get down big, you can't run the ball as much. But I do think the Giants are in pretty good shape long-term with this running attack. I think Ahmad Bradshaw comes back in a smaller role to kind of preserve him with all those injuries, and David Wilson takes a much bigger role next year in the running game. Maybe Andre Brown sticks around as a short yardage guy. I like that combination of three guys. I think they can be effective next year.
All right, gentlemen, so let's break it down. The offense as a whole, your thoughts on the season, Paul?
Well, you know, it just seems to me that when you look at the entire picture, what you realize is the Giants did not win enough of battles up front. And that's the bottom line for me. You know, you look at that line and you say, well, how many number one draft picks are there? There were none. Now, if there's a stud offensive lineman, specifically a tackle there in the draft, to me, that's where the Giants have to go. Chris Snead, despite the hip injury, I thought had a pretty good season. He's going to the Pro Bowl. I know sometimes that's a little bit of a political vote, but he is going to Hawaii nonetheless. And I do think that Boss is okay at center, and obviously Beattie and Booth are unrestricted free agents, and the Giants have to figure out how much money they're going to invest in those guys to bring them back. But at right tackle right now, it seems to me David Deal's been here a long time, and maybe the time has come to kind of reevaluate that position.
John, your thoughts, the offense as a whole, and changes that you foresee coming up next season?
To me, the bottom line with the offense this year was a lack of big plays. In terms of pass plays over 40 yards, the Giants had half as many this year as they had last year. They had about a third few plays over 20 yards through the air, and that comes back to that Akeem Nicks injury. Reuben Randall, the rookie, didn't catch on quite as quickly as the Giants would have liked, and then again, he didn't run the ball quite as well either. So the Giants last year were predicated on a big play offense, getting the ball down the field, and they simply did not do that quite as well this season. As for next year, I think you hope Reuben Randall develops into that replacement for Mario Manningham that you mentioned before, can get down the field. You hope Akeem Nicks gets healthy. Then you have to make a decision about Martellus Bennett, who really was a factor at tight ends at times this year, but I'd like to see Eli Manning get more confidence in him. In a lot of games, teams were not covering him in the middle of the field, but Eli Manning continued to force it to wide receivers outside, deep down the field. I'd like to see Bennett back, of course, if they get him at a reasonable price, and then let have the offense revolve around him a little bit more and become a little more balanced.
Well, he did say he was going to take that hometown discount.
So he said.
If it was offered to him. John Schmelk, Anita Marks, Paul Dottino, this has been your Giants wrap-up report. Talking offense, we'll be back tomorrow talking Big Blue defense.